you ever wanted to have a conversation with a professional working in your field of interest? Are you intrigued about how they got started in their career and what it is really like in their line of work? Welcome to the Five Questions podcast, initiated by the academic heads at Sancta Sophia College. You'll be surprised by how much you can discover with just five questions. Hey guys, my name's Simone Badiou and I'm the Medical Science Academic Head. And today I have with me the amazing guest speaker, Ken Ho. Ken has studied a range of specialist branches of dentistry and medicine at universities and institutions across Australia, Asia, Europe, and the USA. He has a strong dedication to continuously learning and evolving along with the discipline of dentistry.
Hi, thanks for having me, Simone.
No worries. I'm so happy you could join us. I can't wait to hear your answers to today's five questions. So let's get straight into them. I'm a bit curious about your life journey. How did you end up at that end goal of being a dentist and what drew you towards the field?
Well, okay. I suppose the field of dentistry for me is part of the field of medicine. And I jokingly say to my friends and family, my kids who are your age studying, that when it came to picking a subject, D was at the beginning of the alphabet rather than M for medicine. So D for dentistry is, oh, this will do. I actually was thinking of doing architecture too, because I love architecture. Oh, that's A. But so anyway, dentistry I think most people my age or older have a fear of dentistry. And that's still one of the things in dentistry. It's happening right in your face. So I also, when I grew up, had a fear of the dental procedure and dental drill and all that sort of stuff. So I suppose one of the things was I wanted to get into that to see if I could change that perception a little bit. All those many years ago after doing the HSC and you're wondering what needs to be done, dentistry was a set 5-year course, whereas medicine after 5 or 6 years in those days, you still had a lot more to do. So dentistry was a clean cut medical branch, I suppose.
Definitely. For those who are listening and aren't aware, when you do the GAMSAT,
yes,
it goes towards either dentistry or medicine. So I found myself in a similar position where I kind of said, which way do I want to go with this? Mm-hmm. And something that people don't often talk about is the fact that after your 4-year medical degree, you have to be a resident for 3 years and move up in the hospital, and it's a lot more. Whereas with dentistry, it's almost when you finish those 4 years, you're a bit more into the field and can get in. Maybe my next question will be along the lines of, once you finished your studies, how did you then expand your practice from there and your expertise?
Yeah. So it just further to that, what you're saying, Simone, is the fact that I think that's pros and cons of just finishing your degree. One day you're a poor dental student or medical student. Next thing you're a doctor XYZ and you're expected to know your stuff. So I do think that's a failing in dentistry. That straight up from university, literally when you register the next week after your graduation, you can start working on people and getting paid for it. I still think there should be some sort of a internship for dentistry. And I think a lot of dentists realize that after 3 years of a basic science degree and then 4 years of postgraduate dental degree, you really only just started. So it's like continuing education and professional development is lifelong. And that's why, they call it practice of medicine or dentistry. You're just practicing and you just got to keep updating. So with that, a lot of dentists, when they come out, feel a bit unsure. There are some entrepreneurial ones who just want to open up the business. Mm-hmm. But a lot do seek mentoring or further education.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. Just always have in the back of your mind that a lot of stuff, it's not just the technique of drilling and filling, it's also patient communication. It's a whole gamut of stuff. It's a real, you're just starting. So dentistry allows you to go out there and start working.
Mm-hmm.
But always, I find that the good students, the good graduates will always be seeking improvement.
Mm-hmm. for those listening who are in my shoes, where I'm just about to finish my undergraduate and going into dentistry,
yes,
is there something that you would consider while studying, such as shadowing a dentist, just to kind of help you feel more prepared for when you do graduate and go into that almost big world out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think in especially the new graduate dental program and a medical program, they start you very early on now to go and sit with a GP or you know, exposure to hospitals and just hanging around your work environment that your career is going to be based on. So I think it's an excellent idea. And I think, you know, that dedicated dental students from year one, just go and work in office. A lot of dentists are looking for, offices are looking for, you know, intelligent people to work, and just hanging around and seeing a procedure done by an expert who's been doing it for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. When you start doing those procedures, you get the idea of, you know, where you're going to, because you can see the end result of a root canal therapy or wisdom teeth removal or just doing a simple filling.
I definitely resonate with you when you speak about patient experience. I almost think of Willy Wonka, like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory, yes, and how yes, when he was a kid, he was scared of dentistry. And, you know, things evolving now where there are pediatric dentists and geriatric dentistry as well. So have you had much experience within either of those fields, or feel you want to expand on that?
Pediatric is definitely a huge field, of course. And kids nowadays, like pediatric, I mean, up to age 13, 14, you consider kids. There's a whole specialty of that, which I think is so good for a profession, because then you get a whole bunch of patients or people, the public, who are no longer fearful of dentists. Instead of, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, where you went to the school dental therapist or school dentist, and it was like worse than being called up by the principal. It was just scary.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of pediatric dentists are well-trained and being, you know, they like to be, to treat kids, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see kids, because I've had a lot of dentists that work for me that love seeing the kids. So I'm happy for them to see the kids. So that way the children don't have a fear of going to the dentist. Is actually fun for them, you know.
But I feel like building up that rapport with your dentist is good, because you're not as scared. You're seeing the same person as you grow up, and you don't feel as insecure. You're seeing someone new, showing someone your teeth, particularly if you're like, oh my gosh, I don't like.
There's a lot of children
yellow or something, you know.
A lot of children's practice specialists out there, pediatric dentists, who are, of course, you know, colorful clothes and their surgery are nicely set up, instead of, you know, the old dentist's office upstairs peeling posters of how to clean your teeth and a bit scary. I think most modern dentists nowadays, and a lot of dentistry, are up to date with that, especially the children's one, because they're set up in a much brighter, fun environment, so it's less scary.
And I think that's something that could intrigue students who are aspiring to be dentists as a goal in their career, to set up perhaps a clinic that's more centered around children with colors. And there's so many directions to go.
Yes.
On a bit more of a personal level, and for the final questions, if someone were to come across roadblocks in their endeavors, what would be your advice to best tackle those obstacles?
Well, I think that regret philosophy, as you would get on in our age, you know, as and you get wiser, hopefully, as you climb that hill of age and mountain, and your view gets better. I think to overcome regret, it's really to be grateful for what it is, because anything that you've done wrongly or made a mistake in, or you wish you've done this, it's actually given you a different perspective. I always look at it as it's a learning, it's an opportunity of learning. Where this experience is a hard teacher, because it gives you the test first and the lessons afterwards. But that's those experiences is what sets you on your way. And, you know, so the roadblocks, I look at it as something, you know, dare to fall, dare to go and do those things. Not, I'm not saying don't get up straight away and when you graduate and do a difficult third wisdom teeth removal or apiosectomy or something difficult, but dare to go and do those courses. And if you do fail in something, whether it be business or a procedure, you know, improve yourself, get up and do it again. So how to get through all those in the next 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years of your career? I think energy, focus, and persistence. Just do it. If you love what you do, it shouldn't be hard to get up in the morning and just go to work. It's not work if you love what you do. So if you have a passion for patients or health, or, you know, find out what your purpose and passion is and put your energies into that. And then focus on what you want to do. If it's pediatrics, sounds like you're keen in pediatrics, Simone. It could be surgery. It could be a whole gamut of stuff. And then persist, you know, and just do it day by day. And it's never the end. It's not, everybody says it's about the journey. Yes, it is the journey, but it's also the people that you do it with. So the other thing I would say to you is get an expert, get somebody who's going to experience, get a mentor, find a mentor, and listen to them. They've been in that playground longer than you have, you know. And they hopefully will have the experience that you don't have to learn, get that test before you learn the lessons from the experience. They you know, stand on their shoulders. So that's kind of like the three things, I suppose: focus, energy, and persistence.
That's really lovely. And I think that comes full circle with how I introduced you about how it's all about continuously learning and the evolving discipline, because something that people don't speak about with learning is you're going to hit points where you fail. You're going to hit an exam that you don't do as well in, even if you try so hard. Yes. And you just have to keep pushing and you will learn from that failure.
I think even in our institution of education must have a perpetual or internal mindset, you always learn. And if I can give another little sort of wisdom quote that I always think, if you think you're the brightest or smartest person in a room, right? Go somewhere where you feel a little bit challenged, where you're pushing your boundaries a little bit. Yep.
That's really amazing advice. Well, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a pleasure to have you on here.
Great. And all the best to you, Simone.